理课堂听 class.com。
Chapter 20. Together, Mrs. Gross and I walked to the lake. It was not really a lake, but more like a pond. However, I still felt its size was impressive. Occasionally, I would take a boat with the children out on the lake, and we would sometimes have our lessons there. And during my many walks with Flora, I noticed that the lake was one of her favorite places to spend time.Mrs. Gross, however, did not know this about the little girl. She was afraid that I was walking to the lake because I guessed that Flora had drowned.
Do you really believe Flora would get in the water?
She asked me.
It is possible, but I don't think the water is very deep anywhere in the lake. I think it's more possible that she is exactly where I saw Miss Jessel standing before.Do you mean the time that Flora acted like she had not noticed Miss Jessel? Yes, that amazing little actress. I knew that one day she would want to return to this place on her own. And thanks to Miles, today she has had an opportunity. So you really think that the children talk about the ghosts together? I'm sure that if we could hear their conversations, we would both be shocked.So if we find little Flora there...
I waited for Mrs. Groves to finish her thought.
Then I suppose the ghost of Miss Jessel will be there as well. Of course. Anyway, we'll soon find out.
We then continued toward the lake. Mrs. Groves stayed very near me. When we arrived, she let out a loud breath of relaxation, for Flora was nowhere to be seen.My companion pointed to a little forest to the right of the pond and suggested that we look there. I, however, was sure that Flora was in a boat somewhere out on the lake. Mrs. Groves looked out over the water.
But I don't see anything out there. I believe she has gone to the other side and hidden the boat. You think little Flora could do that on her own? She is not on her own.And when she is with that woman, she is no longer a little girl.
I then looked across the lake for possible hiding places. There were several that I could see, places with lots of trees.
If she has gone over to the other side, where over there has she gone? We must go and see,
I said, beginning to walk again.
You mean we are going to walk around the whole lake? Of course.It's only a 10-minute walk. Flora was in a hurry. That's why she took the boat. We, however, are not in a hurry. Goodness!
She said, beginning to follow me close behind. The way around the lake was not easy. We had to climb over bushes and bend down low to pass under trees. Several times we had to stop for a moment and let Mrs. Groves take a break.Soon, however, we reached the other side and, within a group of small trees, we found the boat. It was tied to one of the tree branches. The boat was so safely hidden that it hardly seemed the work of a child. But by now I was used to strange experiences. We then walked on through the trees until we came to an open field.
I see her,
the two of us shouted.Not far from us, Flora sat on her knees, picking a plant from the ground. She did not come toward us, but seemed to wait for us to go to her. She wore a big smile as we came toward her, but she never spoke a word. I was surprised by my calmness. Mrs. Gross, however, destroyed the silence by falling to her knees and taking the child in her arms with a cry of joy.As Flora was being held, she looked up at me with angry-looking eyes. At that moment, I envied the simple relationship between the children and Mrs. Groves. There was no anger between them, because they both happily pretended nothing was wrong. There was no more pretending between the children and me. When the housekeeper and Flora finally separated, Flora was the first to speak. She looked at both of us and said,
Why aren't you wearing a hat? Why aren't you?
I replied. She accepted my answer and then quickly changed the subject.
And my brother? Where is he?
I felt that she was throwing this in my face, so I decided to fight back.
I know where he is, but I won't let you know unless you tell me something. What do you want me to tell you?
Mrs. Groves's eyes grew wide as she waited for me to speak.
Tell me, dear, where has Miss Jessel gone to?